Thanks to Canva Pro for supporting The Morning Stream. Canva Pro is a design platform that empowers you to create and share stunning content in just a few clicks. Get a free 45-day extended trial by going to canva.me/TMS45. Coming up on TMS, isn't there a Battle Royale movie called Battle Something?
I don't like Under Siege.
I haven't done one of those in a while. It felt good to hear that.
Yeah.
A chia pet gathers no moss.
Duck penis expert.
Here's the walker and the Texas Ranger.
Tom Cruise, I'm out of numbers.
Random jimble jambles.
Ass, gas, or marijuana.
It's bad when they have sports people.
All up in my elbow pit.
We've got a little turlet room.
In my leavings.
The highest hanging fruit.
Bring me the nose of Artie Lang.
Twitch unto the breach with Tom.
Recommendals and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
You'd almost expect one of these ingenious dolls to come to life. She does. Alive and stylish with her long bishop sleeves, wide belt, and picture hat.
Excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Eye contact. Great for job interviews, creepy while eating a banana. This is The Morning Stream.
Good morning, everyone. It's The Morning Stream, TMS for short. It's Wednesday, October 6th, 2021. I'm Scott. That's Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Scott. Happy middle of the week to you.
Thanks, man. Hey, did you notice? We were talking about chia pets in the pre-show.
By the way,
if you're a patron, you get all that every day. There's a whole...
Chia pet gathers no moss,
yeah,
we found out.
We did find that out. A whole bunch of other great discussion happened, so sign up and become a patron today because you get all that stuff extra. But one thing as we were moving through this is that I realized that nobody... Well, as far as I know, because I don't really have a bunch of friends that are, you know, big time marijuana friends or anything.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't hear anybody call it grass anymore.
Oh, yeah. No.
Is that true? Is that not going
to work? I think you have to have a denim jacket with frills, some slightly tinted reading glasses, and a bandana that you use as a headband to call it grass.
Okay. So you're only allowed, there's a certain kind of person dressed a certain kind of way. Can refer
exactly.
to it as grass. Okay,
exactly.
That's fine.
Hey, changing out the album. I know we're all tight on our faces anymore, so people can't see the album. Changing out the album to London Calling by The Clash.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, that'll yes. change when I get my new lens.
Yeah.
Right now, you look,
already.
Right now you look a thousand miles away if I put you at normal. And I look like
sure
I'm right up in your face. So
yeah.
That's the way it works. Actually, you know what I could do? This... This version of you, I could make normal. Why don't I do that? Here, let's do a technical thing right now on the show.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. People like a moment of, you know.
Here's what's cool about this version of The Clash London Calling that I have on vinyl. It also does not list Train in Vain, which was...
I don't know what that is.
That's a song by The Clash. That is a great song. It's the it's a great song. It's a very good song. Some mm-hmm. of the best songs, actually. Mm-hmm. Haven't done Trump in a while, so mm-hmm. I had to throw that in there.
Sure, why not?
But it's the one. Did you stand by me? No, not at all.
Oh,
did you stand by me?
Yeah, I know that.
No,
song.
Yeah. Anyway, it's the closing song on the album, and it was added at the last second after all of the albums were printed. Right, all of the sleeves were printed. So. Because they weren't intending to actually include it on the album. It was added last minute and became one of their biggest singles and arguably one of their best songs.
Wow. Yeah, no, I mean, it's one as soon as you started singing it, I went, oh, yeah, I love that song.
Like, yeah.
Into it. It's really
you
good.
You must explain
yeah.
why this must be.
Ding, 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 ding.
I don't even think the words train in vain are never spoken in the song, as a matter of fact.
So it's not train in vain.
Yeah, the song is called Train in Vain.
Train in Vain or Train and Vain?
Train in Vain.
Well, that makes more
and
sense.
not like vain like a blood vessel, but in vain like
you're so vain.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. You just did that in vain kind yeah. of thing.
Is that so? Okay, another trivia. Here's a trivia moment in music history.
Sure. Ask away.
You're So Vain by Carly Simon.
Yes. Yes.
Is about who again? It's supposed to be about somebody.
It's actually now, you know, it's been revealed. And who was it? It was Dick Ebersol
name?
Who paid money to find out.
Oh,
or
really?
Somebody, I can't remember who was that paid. There was somebody paid money. Like Carly Simon auctioned off the rights to learn who that song was about. And it was like about an amalgamation of Keith Richards, Mick Jagger, Warren Beatty.
But wasn't the rumor for a long time it was Paul Simon? And that was it?
No, the rumor was that it was Warren Beatty for the longest time.
Oh, I thought it was Paul Simon for some reason.
Yeah, James Taylor a little bit in there. Yeah, P. Crumb. It's about a bunch of different people. But so whoever paid money to find that out, probably very disappointed. Wasn't it Dick Ebersol?
Like the TV guy, Dick Ebersol, like that guy?
Like the Saturday Night Live dude.
Yeah. TV producer, did SNL for a year.
I may be remembering.
Ask your doctor if Dick Ebersol is right for you.
Yeah, $500,000. Dick Ebersol paid $500,000 or $50,000 in an auction to have Simon tell him the source of "You're So Vain."
Wow! And she did it.
Yeah, 2003.
And who got that money? She got that money.
She did. She was for a charity auction.
Oh, okay.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
All right.
And then she said, "Psst, it's an amalgamation of a bunch of different people." And he's like, "Well, crap. Can I have my money back, please?"
Yeah.
That sucked.
Yeah. And then he said, "Hold on a second. What's an amalgamation? What does that mean?"
Yeah.
She had to explain it because he's
right. Exactly.
Because he did the bad season of SNL. So he doesn't. What is he?
He was responsible for the lean years of SNL.
Yeah. Yeah. Rough times. Rough times. Little did he know, though. Yeah.
Isn't this weekend, last week was Owen Wilson, on SNL. I was really bummed that Melissa Villaseñor did not do her awesome Owen Wilson impersonation while he was on the show. I don't know why.
Yeah, why wouldn't they do that? That seems dumb.
Seems like a perfect opportunity, but I think this weekend it's Kim Kardashian.
Oh, Lord, really?
West or whatever. I guess she's probably dropped the West. It's not going to be very good.
Well, it's a good
thing.
It's going to
be worse
than
when they have a sports person on SNL.
Is it bad when they have sports people on? I can't think of it.
It's bad when they have sports people.
You know what? I'm trying to think. I don't think I've seen a good sports person one. There's got to be somebody, right? Somebody was.
I mean, there've been isolated skits that were funny with sports people. There's one with, I think it was Peyton Manning playing football with a bunch of kids, and he's like nailing them with the football, like knocking them down. These
just
little kids.
Yeah,
the Icar is remembering the same one.
Yeah, the chat seems fond of the Mannings episode. Did both brothers come on there, Peyton and Eli?
I think Eli was like, in a couple skits or in a skit with Peyton. Peyton was the host.
Yeah, that's how that goes. Eli always getting second billing.
Yeah, man.
Sucks. That guy was a great quarterback for the Colts. Colts were great for a while there. That's a fun time to do.
It was a nice little rabbit hole.
Yeah, it was all right. As rabbit holes go, it was furnished. They just redid the floors. It's all good.
And did you think Carly Simon wrote it about Paul Simon because they're both last name Simon?
Like possibly.
They both have the last name.
Yeah, it's entirely possible I conflated those based on their names. But
she wrote about Garfunkel.
I swear I saw it somewhere. Like there was something about them dating. Like didn't that actually happen though? They were together.
I don't ever remember Carly Simon and Paul Simon dating. I remember Paul Simon and Carrie Fisher.
Oh. Was Carly Simon married? Bacall. Let's find out here on answers.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Were they ever together? That's a good question.
Was Carly Simon married to Paul Simon? The answer is no. All right.
Okay.
Great. Okay. It's purely name. That's all I did there.
It's just Simon and Simon.
Yeah. All right. For those wondering how my doctor's appointment yesterday went, it was fine. Good news on a couple of fronts. Bad news on a whole new fun front. The good news fronts are good. Progress is being made. And
T is still high.
T is normal.
Normal.
We got the sugar levels are way down. So they're heading toward awesome town. And that's going great. So we're going to keep that up. The downside is... And there's a debate as to the source of this. It's probably hereditary because my dad had it and never did anything about it, which is probably why he died early. But high blood pressure, man. Woo! Walked in there and they tested it, and the girl goes, "Oh." And I go,
Oh, no. Go, that's that not mean? A good sign.
Yeah, what does that mean? She goes, oh, we were a little high on the blood pressure. And I'm like, oh, great. Freaking one more thing. Let's get this done. So anyway, we're working on that now. It's fine.
They put that sleeve on your arm and inflate it.
Yeah, it's old school type too. She doesn't trust the new stuff. She used the old way.
It is funny that like they still use that technology that feels like it's as old as using one of those baffles to make your fire go up or all these old school rotary phones or that sort of thing.
Yeah, but I asked her about it. I said, now how come you guys don't use these like fancy new like automated things? And she goes, they're not as accurate as the old way. They're just the old there way is 100% accurate. Everything else can have varying degrees of error. And so she used that. But it's even not only the kind that blows
it
up.
Requires the pss, 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 pss one requires them to put a finger on your elbow pit.
Yeah, your elbow pit.
with looking at a watch and counting beats as they look at their watch, right?
Well, this one had a built-in clock.
It did. Okay, so it actually did the measure the beats.
It BPM. Did. Okay. But she did also still have to do the thing in the ears, stethoscope on the thing, holding her finger there with the stethoscope on it. Yeah. And at one point I said, or what did I say? I said something while she was doing it, and I think it freaked her out because it was loud in her stethoscope. Made her go,
nice.
Jump a
little well
bit.
Done. Yeah.
I think it was like, do you need me to pull my sleeve up or something like that? And she was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Well, she had her finger on my funny. Elbow. Nice. I don't let a lot of people touch my elbow pit, but she was free to be in there. It's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's a little high. We're gonna work on it. It's fine. So I came home like immediately, like, that's it. I'm going full blown here, and I went and jogged like an hour. I came back, did weights, bunch of push-ups. It was a little much, maybe. I'm kind of a sloppy mess now. So the jog around the lake was basically run for, I don't know, 30 feet, and then be exhausted and walk for 10. And then another, you know, like that kind of thing.
Wheeze for 10 seconds. Run for 30 seconds. Wheeze for 10.
Yeah. Yes. But the weather's so nice right now.
That's what I do. Yeah.
Oh, I'm super sore. Shoujo asked in the chat. I'm very sore right now. And it's just, you know, it's not that.
Listen, I'm still sore from Sunday moving those 40-pound, 50-pound bricks for our retaining wall.
That's like, a lot, really though. Oh,
overdid
man.
It. I totally overdid it.
Yeah. There's stuff that we're, you know, people do that they think they're fully as capable as they were when they were 20, and we just can't do it anymore. We not like we
it.
Used to.
Nope.
Or the way it works now is you can do it, but you pay for it.
Right. Like, that's more what it is.
It's fine at the moment, but then 2 hours later, you're like, oh, no, my spleen is ruptured, and my foot won't work or whatever. It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, there's that. There's the update.
Anyway,
so nothing to worry about,
go.
Nothing to stress about. It's all just stuff. It's no. This is actually good. This is all. This is what you're supposed to do. If my dad had been doing this from, you know, 40 on, he wouldn't have died at 63 because he would have gotten the help he needed and gotten the meds he needed and all this stuff he needed for his genetic tendency toward high blood pressure and therefore heart issues. And he just didn't know any about it because he didn't go to the doctor ever. He hated it. You know what? When he went to the dentist, I've never told you this. My dad, it was a psycho in this one way. And maybe it's generational. Maybe some other dads out there like this, too, in that age range. But guys who are now like in their late 70s and 80s, they don't get Novocaine when they go to the dentist. At least my dad didn't. And my mom's new husband, John, doesn't either. He's 90.
Wow. And it's a generational thing? Like,
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering, because I don't know what else would cause you to do this. But they'll go in there if they've got like a root canal, a horrible anything.
Yeah.
Totally numb free. Just go in there, doc.
No. No.
I know. Can you think of the worst thing ever?
Because you can't bite down on a leather strap when they're working on your teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that is some frontier medicine. I don't ken with it, as they say in the Dark Tower.
Nope.
Books.
But do you have more Novocaine you can put in there? Like, what's the maximum you can put in there that won't cause any lasting permanent damage to me?
And it's one thing when some people, like, who's this? Green Bay Spidey in the chat. If it doesn't work on you, that's different. Like, if it's some people, Novocaine.
Then they're not putting enough in.
Yeah. Well, that's how I see it. Like, my first shots never take full hold. I need like two. Yeah. And then for the rest of the day, I'm like a numb nightmare. But But having none? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, no, what are you doing? This isn't 1820. You freaking let the horse kick your teeth out. Like, come on, man. That's just nuts to me.
That is nuts.
But yeah. If you've got that kind of pain tolerance, hats off to you, I guess. I don't have that. We got a follow-up on Bad Songs. Speaking of music.
Bad Songs.
Yeah. This is from Lord Scuttlebutt.
Okay.
All hail his name. He says, hey, Boot, Scoot, and Boogie, that would be Dunaway, he says there at the end. That's cool.
Nice. Good for him to involve Dunaway since he was involved in that conversation.
That's right. He says, I just listened to yesterday's show and I got really engaged in your conversation with Dunaway about songs that you might like but that are terrible songs. It flamed me up again about a song that I think is one of the biggest musical tragedies of all time, Sloop John B. Sloop John B is the wonderful Beach Boys, or by the wonderful Beach Boys, is absolutely beautiful to listen to. The melody is an earworm and just great. But then the lyrics start. It's a song about a whiny-ass dude that can't handle a little stress on a summer trip, so he sings his song wanting to go home.
On a summer trip. Okay. I'm going to let you finish.
All right. You'll allow it? All right.
Well, I'm not going to allow it.
You're not going to allow it. Oh, objection, Your Honor. Objection. It chaps my hide to the point that I will one day rewrite the lyrics of the song and forever banish the original from my mind. Arg. Anyway, love what you guys do. Keep that shit up, says Lord Scuttlebutt. What do you say, Brian, about that?
All right. So, okay, first off, not originally by the Beach Boys. Beach Boys weren't even like the second or third band to do it. It's an old island folk song about a shipwreck, the John B. The original song was called The John B. Sails.
Okay.
And it's like an old folk song about being on this ship and these horrible living conditions that the crew have to endure. Of course they want to go home. They're not at summer camp. They're like, you know, on this boat. Yeah. And Johnny Cash did a cover of it even before the Beach Boys did. Johnny Cash did his version called I Want to Go Home. And yeah, this is much, much older. So you can't really blame the Beach Boys for the lyrics you hate. You got to blame the original folk song writers. The Weavers actually did a...
The Weavers?
The Weavers, yeah. So Weavers were this band that took folk songs and made popular, you know, pop song versions of them back in the 50s. And they did that one. They also did Weem Away by... the Lion Sleeps Tonight, which originally was Weem Way. Again, another old folk song that, God, what's her name? Can't remember.
Janis Joplin. Woman,
older than that.
Florence
Henderson.
I'm not
going to come up with it.
Okay.
I'm not going to come up with it. I do have one of her albums somewhere down here. Actually, I can flip through it on vinyl. Yeah.
Oh, well, that might take the place of the vinyl slot over there at one point.
No, definitely not. London Calling stays. Anyway, so like the Weavers did all this folk song stuff. They actually translated and then put it into more of a pop song format with a chorus and all that stuff. And then the Beach Boys did their version. I think they changed. They did a drug reference. What was it? Oh, the
grass.
The Worst Trip.
Oh
no! Yeah, no, it would be great if it was grass and everything tied together.
Yeah.
No, this is the worst trip I've ever been on. And the original version has a different lyric there, but Brian Wilson made it about having a bad trip.
Oh, I see. Okay. I didn't realize the Beach Boys, they have such a mixed bunch of imagery. Because on the one hand, you have that very cheery, sort of beachy, you know.
Yeah, fun.
That stuff.
Away.
But then you have like Pet Sounds, which has all sorts of subversive stuff on it,
and one of the greatest albums of all time, Pet Sounds, and it's dark in places.
It's crazy to me that that's the same band. Sometimes it just weirds me out.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows you like how how a band can evolve, and B, how even a band that's known for one kind of music may have this other thing that's lying underneath them that needs to get out.
Yeah. They got their demons.
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, Beatles did that too, right? I mean, their early stuff, She Loves You and I Want to Hold Your Hand, super poppy and upbeat. And then they get into the White Album and,
oh yeah. Then before you know it, Sergeant Pepper starts rearing his head, and you're like, holy shit, what are these guys
exactly.
doing?
Exactly. What the hell? Where are we? Yeah, exactly.
Yellow submarine and everything. All right, what is a sloop? What's the sloop part? What does that mean?
Sloop boat.
Is that a thing? I didn't know that.
It's a boat. Yeah, it's a kind of boat.
All right. So you could say, hey, we're taking the sloop out for a spin or whatever. You could say that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. You take the sloop out for a sail.
All right. I had never heard of the sloop before. I mean, I heard the song, but I never knew what it meant.
Yeah. Has nothing to do with the song Hang On Sloopy, by the way. That's somebody named Sloopy. Maybe they came from a boat. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? At the end of the day, who really knows?
Who knows?
Right. I'll tell you what I do know. I know that we like to give away prizes on the show.
I know that. That is true.
Yep. We like to do it in this kind of unique, fun way where we play a little game show, and we have Brian Dunaway with us, and he's on his way. I can feel him entering the fray now, so let's play this. Hey, look who it is, everybody. It's your old pal, Brian Dunaway, who swings by Mondays and Wednesdays and plays games with us. Hello, Brian.
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian. There I am.
Oh, hi.
Hello, Brian.
Hi, how are you? Are you at work today, or where are you today? What are you doing?
I am on the toilet.
Fantastic. Fantastic. What are you doing there?
What do you want from me? What? I'm in the bathroom.
There's not enough echo for you to be in the bathroom.
Oh,
I believe it if there was a little bit of echo.
I was talking into my coffee mug. It didn't work. Let me get an empty mug.
You do what you can. Yeah. You do what you can with what you have.
If you've got coffee, I've got one of these.
Here we go. This is a better cup. Well,
that smells more like. What does that sound like?
It sounds like you're in a bathroom that is just a small cup in front of your face.
Yeah.
Well, this is my bathroom cup, so I guess that's about right.
Nice.
That's the best part of waking up.
I want a big airy bathroom.
In my cup.
Our main bathroom in our bedroom is it's like a closet. I freaking hate it. It's like a little contained closet. I want an open air. I don't mean like full on prison toilet.
Would you call it a water closet? Would that be kind of what you would call it?
Like you've got a bathroom, like a washroom, and then separate from that, a small room with a toilet in it.
Yeah, it's like there's the bathroom, the two sinks, the closet, all that, and then
the shower and all that.
Yeah. There's this toilet room. It's just a little room.
I find it comforting.
I don't like it. No, because it's just me and my leavings. It's just all that's in there.
It's more enticing to get out of there, like do what you need to do and get out of there so you don't get the hemorrhoids.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Don't sit there too long. Good point.
No, yeah.
I like
playing your Temple Run match game and
what was I doing again? Oh, yeah, pooping.
That game's,
exactly.
game's better than it should be. I don't know why.
It is really good. I just, the whole like interstitial between rounds I could do without, like, could you open this sliding bookcase for me? It's like, no, just whatever. Give me more stuff to match.
Yeah, woman. I literally can't find that skip button fast enough when the story starts.
Exactly. Yes.
Do not care. Boy, I feel bad. A bunch of people wasted a lot of time on that story.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, well. All right, it's Tab Pooley Feud, you guys. That means one of you need to call in, all right? Some of you have probably already tried. We're going to see who this latest caller is. A little bit random poll here. Hi, who's this? Oh, they hung up. We lost them.
Oh,
no. Didn't want to air our water closet story.
Sorry, we got another one. They come fast and loose here. Hi, who's this?
It's Talia.
Oh, Talia. Oh, hey, Talia.
Talia made it through today.
What did we do, catch you with a drink in your mouth? Or what happened there? What was that about?
There was coffee in my mouth.
Oh, all right. Well.
Good job.
Nice. It's morning, so I get it. Welcome back. Always good to have you. Hey, Brian, Talia's here. Why don't you explain how she could win things and do stuff?
I will do exactly that. It's time to play the Tadpooley Feud. I've surveyed the Tadpool on some nerdy topics. Scott and Brian are going to have to predict the answers that they gave us, and it's their job to see how many of those answers they can guess. Now, Natalia, your job is more important than ever because you're going to be working with either Scott or Brian, and if your team wins, you get a prize package that includes, courtesy of Wesley, and Humble Bundle, Distance, and the Spiral Scouts.
Oh.
Do you guys know anything about either of those games?
No. Distance, yes. Spiral Scouts, have not heard of. I don't know what that is. I'm sure it's fine.
It's about scouts that like reproductive systems of ducks, apparently. So
fantastic, yeah. And they're weird wieners. Oh, right, because their wieners are crooked. They got corkscrew wieners. That's the whole point.
That's exactly
right. Hey, I got a question about that. Do the duck females have the spiral internals? Is that the deal?
I don't know what is the matter with you, because right. we... So this weekend, we were like when we were working out in the front yard, we wanted the dog out there with us. And I brought out this spiral thing that goes into the ground that you can attach the dog's lead to so that she can be out there and not run off.
Yeah.
And I held it up to Tina. I said, check it out. Looks like a duck's penis. And she says, no, it doesn't. That's not what. And I said, yeah, that's what a duck's penis looks like. It looks like a spiral like
this. What, are you some kind of duck penis expert?
Yeah,
I apparently am.
Yeah.
And she says, really? Well, what do duck vaginas look like? And I said, a nice bottle of Pinot Noir.
There you go. I sure am glad it was Talia who called today.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sure Talia is glad that she called in today.
Yeah.
Well, right, because it's like, oh, so much better.
Yeah, so much better than the Talia's here. Yes. Yes. All right.
Send my wife duck dick pics. Thank you very much.
Please. Well, now that you've Richard Dawson kissed us all, let's get into it. What are we doing?
All right. Put your hands on your buzzers and get ready to buzz in for this one. Huge response to this one. Over 450 listeners and only three people passed on answering. So
interesting.
This might be the smallest number of passes I've ever seen.
Really? And it's going to totally be things Brian and Scott think are funny that right,
that nobody else does.
But, that Dunaway is not included in them. Go ahead.
That's a big
list. All right.
That's what I was the other week. It was like name impressions that happened on the morning stream that you're only around for a third or a fourth.
You guys will have no problem with this one. I mean, you'll give me it. All right. Get ready. Hands on your buzzers. Okay. Here we go. Name a movie martial artist, real or fictional. Scott.
Oh, how did you beat me?
Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee. Show me Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee.
Two. Number two. One answer will beat it. Brian, if you can name a movie martial artist, real or fictional, more popular than Bruce Lee, then you'll have control of the board.
How is that even possible?
Oh my God. I don't know. I mean, I would have thought Bruce Lee would be the top.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go with, this is a tadpole thing. Which way are they going to go?
Yeah. Where are they going?
They got to go the Karate Kid, right? They got to go Ralph Macchio.
Oh, really?
All right.
Real or fictional. Go. Yeah. Go. Real or fictional. Here we go.
All right. Show me Daniel Russo.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. Daniel Russo was number 12. Did not make the top 10.
All right.
Talia, you are going to be joining Scott and controlling the board.
Talia, as soon as I said Bruce Lee, I went, oh, I bet Jackie Chan was the number one. Do you agree with me?
I'm pretty sure Jackie Chan's the one I put. So, yeah, go with that.
All right. We're going with Jackie Chan, Brian. Chan.
Show me Jackie Chan.
Number one.
Yeah, number one.
Look
answer.
At that. Why did I get that? Now, is that the Jackie Chan of the cartoon or the movie series? Or
I
both?
Think you count it all, man.
Well, movies, because this is a real or fictional martial artist from the movies.
Movies, I gotcha.
Gotcha. Yes. Yeah.
And now you see why I guessed Daniel LaRusso.
I forgot about that freaking cartoon. That was a weird thing.
That was a weird thing. All right. Well, you got the first two answers are locked down. Plenty of answers still left on the board. What do you guys got?
All right. Talia, anything jump out for you?
I've got other ideas, but this is the low-hanging fruit, so let's take it away from Brian with Shang-Chi.
Oh, Shang-Chi, yeah. Let's get the let's get that out there. Yeah, what's a Simon Lubegu or whatever his name is? The I can't say his last name.
No, you're probably better off saying Shang-Chi.
All right, fair enough.
Sure, super popular on people's minds right now because of the movie. Show me Shang-Chi.
Oh,
and they're on the board.
Damn.
Maximum points.
Yeah.
That
highest hanging fruit.
Yeah, that fruit was high fruit. Or low fruit, but high at the same time. All right. Oh, my gosh. Why am I blanking on any other?
Jet Li.
Oh, shit. Yeah, of course. Jet Li.
All right.
Jet Li's great.
Show me Jet Li.
Jet Li.
You paused
number
so long
four
there.
Answer on the board.
Why did that one take so long? It was so paused.
It's called drama.
Scared me.
Exactly. This is a suspense.
Thought I was screwed. Yeah. Okay. All right. Talia, so far you're the one winning here. So you got any other big ones?
She's earning those prizes for sure.
Yeah.
Jeez.
What about Chuck Norris?
Oh, yeah, he counts.
That was my safety answer.
Yeah. This isn't like Asian names necessarily. You didn't say that. So, yeah, he's sure. a martial artist. He does the stuff. He's the Walker and the Texas Ranger. So let's do that.
All right. All right. Chuck Norris isn't in the feud. He is the feud. I don't know. Show me Chuck Norris. Somewhere there's a Chuck Norris joke in there. Yeah. Number three.
Okay. All right. Now, I wonder... I'm trying to think. We got to get some ladies in here. There's got to be somebody who we can go.
Oh, that's a good point.
Who's martial artsy?
I know who it is. I know the number one lady martial artist.
What's her name from the Tiger Crouching, Tiger Hidden Dragon thing?
Michelle Yeoh?
Yeah, Michelle Yeoh. That's who I'm thinking of. She's great. You know what? We're doing that. It feels a little risky because I don't know if the tadpole remembered too many of the ladies. I hope they did. But let's just say Michelle Yeoh. Let's go that way.
Sure. All right. Show me Michelle Yeoh.
Damn it.
Oh.
Number 13 on the list. The tadpole did remember her, but she didn't.
High enough.
She didn't cross the top 10. Right. Appears in two Marvel movies, Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah.
She's great. In Shang-Chi, but she's also a Ravager at Yondu's funeral.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Oh.
She's a Starfleet captain. She is. She's in all the cool things ever made. She's great.
She is.
Yeah, I love her. All right, Brian. I guess it's back to you there, pal.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, shit. What were we thinking?
JCVD.
From the Brussels.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Show me. I can put each of my legs on the top of a kitchen countertop.
You want to get a look at my crotch? Here you go.
Exactly. Shelby JCVD.
Oh, he's in there.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, number five on the list. Fifth on the list. All right.
Then I'm going to go with, I'm going to keep going down this route and go with Steven Seagal.
Oh, sure. Vladimir Putin. Show me Steven Seagal.
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah.
That's a hate crime. You know you didn't put him there because everybody hates him now. But you know he 14, was totally influential.
Number 14 on the list.
Was
Steven
he, though?
Seagal.
Here's the problem, Dunaway. He thought he was influential. I'm not sure it was ever true.
Dude, I mean,
he
you
told
couldn't
everyone
watch,
he was influential.
It was a decade where you couldn't watch a freaking martial arts film in the mainstream that wasn't Seagal.
It was only about four movies, if we're honest.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
20.
No. Really? It's really like four movies. It's like Under Siege. It's
Under Siege 2. I can keep naming them. Under Siege 3. No,
there was no 3. Was there a 3? Please tell me no 3.
There had to be.
Oh, I'm sure there was a 3, yeah.
But was it Van Damme? He's making it right now
Deadly
in Russia.
Ground or Hard to Kill or Hard Target. One of those. I can't remember.
I'm looking real quick here. No 3. No. Only 2.
No, really? No, Under Siege 3?
No 3, according to
the
internet.
That's a Travis.
That surprises me. Even like
straight
to video surprises me.
Sure. All right, so he got that wrong. Let's.
All right, four answers left on the board. 6, 7, 8, 9.
Tell you
what you guys got.
Who you like.
This kind of popped in my head, too. So, Neo.
Oh, Neo.
That's good,
it could be.
He experienced that recently. That's a good one.
Yeah. That's probably
I mean, he downloaded martial arts, didn't he? I mean...
He did, but he trained in it, and the actor did.
Teach me karate.
He did. He did some
of
that.
Give me that floppy disk.
I think it's
that RCA cable into the back of my head. Give me some karate.
I think there are enough people in the tadpole that might say it. So I think that's a smart answer. All right. So let's
all right.
do it.
Yeah, let's see what we got. Show me Neo.
Oh,
yep,
wow.
Followed the White Rabbit right to number 7.
Nice. Awesome. These are good answers. Dadgummit.
Yeah. That's good, though, because that tells me.
22.
There's no way.
17. Yeah, you actually still. They need to miss, and you need to run the board, basically.
Really? Not a problem.
Yeah, need to happen.
Line them up.
Not a problem, yeah. It can happen, you know.
It could happen.
You can come back from a 20-point deficit in the fourth quarter. You can do it. All right. I don't know. I mean, it has to be. We've established no animation, right? That's out.
Did he say that? I don't think he said just movies.
That. Name a real or fictional martial artist.
Oh, because Brian said the cartoon
can't be TV series. I said, Jackie Chan
TV.
Got it. Okay. Well, in that case, why don't we the Kung Fu Panda? Why not that?
Oh, the Kung Fu Panda. Yeah. That's interesting.
The Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, the Kung Fu Panda. Let's try that.
He has the Kung Fu. He has the Kung Fu he's got.
Yeah.
All right. Is that your answer?
Yeah, that's my answer.
All right. Shit. Show me Poe, the Kung Fu Panda.
Oh!
Number 8.
That you called Poe. I'm like, I've totally forgotten he had a name. Gosh, so dang I knew it was over.
No, remember? Because yep. James Hahn, or whatever his name is, kept saying, we are noodle folk, Poe. He talked to Poe. All right. Well, that surprised me.
Yeah. Tadpoolers put either Poe or Kung Fu Panda. Combined them all into one.
All right.
12 of you said that in the tadpool. Answers left, and
more than
Talia, congratulations, you've officially won, but there's still a couple answers left, and
yeah,
lots of strikes. You guys can, let's see how this thing plays out.
Yeah. Talia, any other?
If we want to stay fictional, we can go Iron Fist, maybe?
Oh,
Iron Fist could
like
be
it.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, Iron Fist.
Sure. Iron Fist.
The Iron Fist.
Show me Iron Fist. Yeah, what movie is Iron Fist from?
Oh,
no!
Shit. Right, movies. Damn it.
Oh.
That still didn't stop.
Still
didn't stop one person in the chat room or the tadpole from saying Iron Fist, which ended up tied for 40th place.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
With a bunch of other single answer people.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, we never did get around to the lady, and I was, I don't know if the can't believe it. Cynthia Rothrock.
Who the hell's that?
Is that from the Flintstones?
No Retreat. She was in like a million martial arts films back in the day.
I have no idea who that is.
She's better than Michelle Yeoh. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Sure. She got like two martial arts films. No, we're talking Cynthia. She's got like 100.
Mm.
All right. Show me Cynthia Rothrock. Twist. She did make the list. Number 33, tied for 29th place.
I don't know who that is, and I feel dumb for not knowing because it seems like that's...
You probably recognize her. Did you ever see No Surrender 2?
Yeah.
I think it was.
A long time ago.
Was she the first one? No Retreat, No Surrender.
She's in there.
Was she in the first one?
I
remember it because there was the whole martial arts section at Blockbuster where I worked at was just full of her. It's like, who's this lady?
She's still around.
Oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Was she?
Oh, you know what?
Movies.
She's in. Oh shit! What was it? There's some.
Sorry, just gulped my coffee.
There's a video game connection with her where she's like.
It was some kind of like under the law or something as well. It's like,
oh,
what
that's
was it?
That's Cynthia O'Neill or Cynthia Rothrock.
Oh,
okay,
crap, was it?
Her real last name is not Rothrock, is it? Her real name is probably like
Rothrock, I'm sure, but
well, maybe,
yeah, Rothrock is what somebody entered in the tadpole. So
no, I mean like her real name.
Was she in one of the?
She's changed
the Street Fighter movies.
No,
she does look familiar.
Almost everything I remember from is cover box art for like just crap karate movies with her name, right. Top build.
Yeah. That's,
yeah.
Well, good for her, I suppose. All right. Who's up?
You are.
Oh, we are.
Scott.
All right.
And Talia.
Yes, thoughts, feelings.
Two answers left on the board.
Have we missed anything in Star Wars? I, for some reason,
oh,
Star Wars jumps out.
Scott.
Yeah.
Leave Disney alone.
Nice.
DC for Batman.
Oh.
Batman.
That's
well,
a good
he
one.
Is, I mean, he is a. Yeah, he's a trained
martial
artist.
He knows the martial arts.
Sure.
He learned it from Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, he's maybe the best.
Okay. Sure. All right. Show me Batman. Third strike. Batman, was on the list somewhere.
No Batman.
Yeah, tied with one person said Batman.
Are there any? Can I ask? Oh, no, it has to be movies. So never mind.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's.
I'm going back to my core.
Yeah.
Sure. Go back to your core.
I'm gonna find my. You know. I'm gonna find my center.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with Honk, Mr. Miyagi.
Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, duh.
Happy birthday to you,
Daniel-san.
All right. Show me Mr. Miyagi. Number 6.
Yeah. Nicely done. Well,
one answer left on the board.
Come on, Dunaway.
Oh, okay. So who else we got here? All right. Oh my God. No. Who else would be down there? I've already said that one, and I've already said that one too. And then Scott said that one.
And then,
oh my God, and what is that guy's name?
And then you said,
oh God, I'm blanking. Hold on a second. I've got this. Oh my God. Tom Cruise. I'm out of numbers.
Tom Cruise. Out of numbers.
wait. I'm blanking all of a sudden. What the crap?
I got an idea. The Ninja Turtles. Right,
let's get this out of the way. Tom Cruise. All right.
What's your guess? Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
Any of the Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
I will tell you that only Raphael.
Really?
Yeah. Number 23 on the list. None of the other Ninja Turtles were mentioned. Kind of funny. All right. Show me that last number right there, and there's going to be some controversy about this one. Show me number 9.
Oh.
Ip Man. Also known as Yip Man.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, he never was in movies, but he's been portrayed in movies.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. Who is
very popular topic right now. Yeah,
that makes teacher, sense. Grandmaster of Wing Chun.
Okay.
Bruce Lee was one of his students.
Okay.
He taught Bruce Lee.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that made the list. Wow.
All right.
Well,
over Danielson.
Over Danielson.
None of it matters. go ahead. What else do they have?
Let's get to some of the other ones that didn't quite make the list. Donnie Yen, number 11.
Johnny Cage. The same thing, right? Yip Man.
Is Donnie Yen? Well, Donnie Yen, I think, played Yip Man in one of the movies, right?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Johnny Cage, Hong Kong Fui, Wong Fei Hung, Brandon Lee, Daredevil, Drunken Master, Jason Statham, Shownuff, The Bride from Kill Bill,
Hong Kong Fui is not a. That's a TV show. Oh, I guess they did put it on there.
I thought,
Tadpole.
Tadpole rules. Yeah.
Tadpole's ability to read. Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow.
Shownuff? Did you say Shownuff?
Okay, so I'm just watching the garbage guy comes around the corner, has the machine that picks up the trash can and flips it up in the thing, doesn't stop, picks up the trash can while he's moving, keeps moving, dumps it in the back of the truck, and then as he's moving, sets it back down right in the middle of our driveway. That was well done.
Yeah,
that's like a moving target. All right, so anyway, left off with The Bride from Kill Bill. The Chosen One from Kung Pao Enter the Fist, Black Dynamite, Blade, Chow Yun Fat.
Bloody Snaps, of course.
Yeah.
Chris Farley is Haru in Beverly Hills
that
Ninja.
That is funny.
Dolomite, Ernie Reyes Jr., Gru the Wanderer. Nah, not a martial artist. Also not in movies.
I don't even think Gru ever got a TV show.
A cartoon would have been great.
Yeah.
Hitmonchan, also never in movies as far as I know. Jaden Smith, John Wick.
That is hilarious.
Johnny Lawrence did make the list. Kung Fu Hustle, Leroy Green, Master Splinter, Morpheus, One Punch Man, Ray Park. Rex Kwon Do.
Ray Park, it would have been our Star Wars guy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep. Samurai Jack, Scorpion, Sean William Scott, Sub-Zero.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Sean William Scott. Stifler was a martial artist.
Was it Rundown or something? Did he do some martial arts?
He's in the movie where he...
He did the whole fake out on The Rock telling him to watch One Hand or something on The Rundown. I don't remember him.
That might be what they're basing that on, which is hilarious.
It might be. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, he was in Bulletproof Monk.
Oh, Bulletproof Monk. That's right.
Okay. And he became a martial artist in that or something.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, TV's Travis.
TV Z-Gon has a Gru figurine and some stickers he got from Sergio Aragones. Oh, that's
Gru.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was such a big Gru fan.
I loved everything about Sergio's work.
I still have a box of Gru comics.
His margins.
What is this? It's a box of Gru.
His Mad Magazine margin.
Yeah, margin art is still one of my favorite things ever. Love it.
Yeah. Anyway, congratulations, Talia.
Winner,
you win.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Talia, you win once again. These codes will come to you fast. All you have to do is email Brian, coverville@gmail.com. How do you feel about your massive win? How's it feel?
I feel that if Batman had time to prepare, he would have won.
I agree. He's the world's greatest detective, greatest martial artist, and greatest butt in comics. Bye. All right. That's it. That's the end of the
greatest.
All right. We did it there, Dunaway. We made somebody just a little richer in their video game library.
Did it.
Yeah. I feel pretty good about that. And feel also pretty good about the Boop show we did on Monday. People should check that out. Podcast is out.
That's a great out.
It was great. And also, this weekend, we're going to be doing a film sack and a movie called Hatchet.
Hatchet. It's about a guy named Chet and his hat.
Not even close.
Thank the Lord. Still. Right. Finally, we're going
to
watch it.
We're heading down to Mardi Gras.
Yeah, that's right. It's part of our Sacktober, which we do every year, and we love it. It's our favorite month of the year. We do a bunch of Halloween shit, and it's an amazing time to be alive. So check that out this weekend.
And that sounds like it's right up the alley of Halloween shit.
Yep. Yep. Probably not the greatest film ever, but hey, what are we doing? We're doing that. So check it out this weekend. Filmsack.com for details. Brian, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Absolutely. I'll be doing my Boop show homework where I play video games, indie games. I'll be doing that tomorrow night between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. as we queue up for the core show. And we come raiding in on you fellas.
Yeah, we like when you do that. Please come in
there. Yes.
Yeah, raid us. Don't hate raid us. Don't hate raid us. Just regular raid us, okay?
No, just regular raid. Love raid.
Don't hate a raid.
Love raid. Bye. All right. He's out. Love raid. That's what we need is more love raids.
Love raids.
I do love a good raid that's a love raid.
Aww.
Let's see. We have no time for news, so instead we're going to...
No time for news, Dr. Jones.
No time for news. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, Tom Merritt, Tech Time with Tom, that'll be fun. We're going to probably end up talking about this Twitch breach that happened.
Yeah.
Pretty massive. Still some details flowing in, but pretty gnarly. Anyway, we'll talk about whatever he wants to talk about, and then after that, we'll do some recommendals. Nicole's out this week. She's got some commitments with the kids at school. Mm-hmm. But Brian and I have recommendals, and that's all coming up after this song that Brian hath brought.
Correct. We're going to Edinburgh, Scotland for this one. A woman named Annie Booth. She is an artist, singer, songwriter, performer out there with a flair for melancholy and nostalgic music. But don't let that scare you. This is not. This is some upbeat, fun pop right here that you're about to hear. She recorded this, her new album, over several months at Chem 19 Studios in Green Door. Her sophomore album, Lazy Body, comes out November 19th on limited edition vinyl CD and, of course, for you new schoolers, download. The debut single is called Cocoon, and it's fantastic. Here is Annie Booth from her upcoming album, Lazy Body and Cocoon.
You guys, Canva Pro. Remember this name, C-A-N-V-A, C-A-N-V-A. Pro. Why? Because it's a design platform that empowers you to create and share stunning content in just a few clicks. Designing with Canva Pro is fast, easy, and fun to use. I can confirm this. You can choose from thousands of professionally made templates, which are easy to customize, right? Simple drag, drop features, or you can start from scratch if you want to. These tools let you do both. Canva Pro comes with endless premium fonts, photos, videos, and more elements that can, I don't know, give a little personality, a little more style to what you're trying to achieve. Get all this and more with a Canva Pro subscription. Stay on top of team projects with an easy, organized system that allows you to share, edit, and comment in real time with Canva Pro. Canva Pro's content planner, boy, am I going to need that in my life. You'll save time planning, creating, and posting social media content as well. Are you a social media manager? Oh man, did your life just get better? And you end up in a situation where you can have like four teammates, can unlock Canva Pro for just $12.99 a month. That's cheap. We're all working from home now. Well, we're not all doing that, but many of us are. And as a result, I don't know, better collaboration tools are needed. And me being able to say collaboration in a meaningful way. There's amazing stuff. My favorite part is just constant need to get content out there and then them having all that I need to do it with. Wow your audience with Canva Pro, the easiest way to create presentations. Get a 45-day extended trial by going to canva.me/TMS45. That's canva.me/TMS45 and get 45 days in an extended trial. Why wouldn't you? You would. So go do.
From my eternal sleep, I am summoned by a foolish monkey.
What has he eaten? Give him such a smile.
The Morning Stream. Better than a straw tart blueberry Pop-Tart. Pop torch. Gonna take me a couple to get that one. Hang on. Better than a straw tart. This is recording, right? Let me check. Better than a straw tart. Better than a straw tart blueberry pop torch.
Wow, that was the best.
I forgot I had that. It's been sitting in a folder for eons and one of the greatest things Fletcher ever did. Someone did that to a Fletcher clip and sent it in, and then I just sat on it. So finally got to play it. Anyway, that song again, Brian.
That song again, Annie Booth and her song Cocoon from her upcoming album, Lazy Body, comes out in November.
But, excellent.
Start waiting in line now to buy it.
Excellent.
Be the first
news.
On your block.
Be first. Yeah. You don't want to be last. You want to be first.
You want to be first on your block to own that one.
First is never the worst.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
That man is Tom Merritt. You know him, you love him, and he's here. On the great Twitch breach day of 2021. Tom, welcome to the show.
I was just busy changing my password.
Yeah.
Did it like your password too. Or did it tell you that it's just not complex enough?
No, it was fine with my password. It said very strong. And then,
oh, really?
You know,
seriously?
Complimented my exercise routine. Mm. Said I look really healthy. Am I getting enough fish?
Yeah.
My God.
I
have two of them that are like a jimble jamble of letters and numbers and symbols. Oh, I think you need a little more complex. This 11-letter jimble-jamble of letters, uppercase and lowercase, and numbers and symbols just isn't enough. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I let my password manager pick mine, so maybe that was the difference.
That's why. Yeah, they those password managers with their even more random jimble-jambles.
They
middle
love that.
Management passwords.
Sure. Big question about this breach was, my first thing that came to my mind was less about passwords and stuff, because, you know, people can change those. Two-factor hopefully is already on. If it isn't, go turn it on, that sort of stuff. But the big worry I had was Steam keys. I don't know. It hasn't been reported anywhere that I can find that Steam keys are part of this breach. But Steam keys will allow anybody to basically hijack your channel and do whatever they want with it, unless you go regenerate one.
Oh, yeah.
So, do that.
Yeah, the other thing would be credit card info. If credit card, or your social security number. If credit social security number was part of this, there's a lot of ifs.
Yeah, sure.
Thankfully, so far, it does not appear that any of that stuff is in there.
Yeah.
No usernames, no passwords, no addresses, therefore no stream keys. Yeah. If they could get into your Twitch account, then they could get your stream key, which is actually one of the reasons that they ask you to change your user account, because when you change your username and password, it invalidates all your stream keys.
Yeah.
And you have to put them back. So far, part one doesn't appear to be a problem with all of that stuff. But credit card numbers, social security numbers for payouts or EINs, might be in part two. We don't know.
Yeah, don't know.
Is there even a part two? I mean, they named the file part one. Doesn't mean there is a part two. So we don't really know.
Maybe we'll get Jeff Goldblum to say there's no part two.
Maybe. Or maybe it's like, what was the... what was the Mel Brooks?
The question wasn't, could we stream on Twitter?
I don't know,
could
man.
Could we steal your password? Should we steal your password?
The thing about stream keys in general is they're not the preferred thing anyway. You should always do direct authentication if you can. But I thought of that and went, there are so many of those floating around and people probably don't even know that their stream key is a thing to worry about or be concerned with. But also,
it's a good point. It's something people should be aware of. And if they take the advice that I feel like every single outlet that I read is giving, including us, change your password, then that changes your stream key, and any stream key that's out there floating around is useless. So another good reason to go in and just do that, even if we don't know that anything else has been breached. It's just good practice. Well, I wasn't kidding. I literally changed my Twitch password right before we got on here.
Yeah, it's sure. a good
I
thing
tried to,
do.
To, and it didn't like.
And Brian didn't like Brian's at all.
Did not like anything that I came up with.
So
that's so weird.
I know. I need to just get one pass and just do it all with that. But
you can go to a site will generate.
Yeah. Mayor Watts saying, well, you could just log in and hit reset next to your stream key, but you should change your password anyway, so you don't have to go in and press reset on your stream key. If you already reset your password and that reset of your stream key isn't enough, you can also do it manually. That's a good point.
Another interesting thing, I thought this is interesting, and someone in the chat just mentioned it, they put out they have the entire history since the beginning of Twitch of all comment history on every channel of everything.
That's one of those things that sounds really oh my gosh, they stored all of that comment history. It's like, yeah, but are those also available?
Yeah.
Like, if you
right,
I mean,
yeah,
I knew
exactly,
that, like, comment histories are out there. You can go look at them yourself on any channel, unless that channel has deleted them, in which case they probably wouldn't be in there.
Yeah.
So
I assume when you,
I mean, this
your
does
bot.
Make it easier to access, and that's a valid concern. But it's not like the fact that they stored the comment history should have been a surprise, since you can go look at it.
Yeah, exactly. So if you
it's like, man, they stored all of their web pages. Like, well, it's because they make them available.
Right. So. And comment chat history chat and comment history are public histories anyway. They're not like a thing that was somehow secret before and now they're exposed. So all that would do would be like, oh, man, back in 2014, I was kind of a jerk. I wonder what I said back then. I mean, I understand that worry, I suppose. But
certainly, and putting it all in one place makes it easier for people to go digging through it and try to find stuff. And like I said, I think that is a valid concern, but I don't think it's shocking or surprising that it was there.
Well,
it's wrapped up in the shock and surprise of the fact that an attacker was able to get all this information.
XO6 says they're not just out there, but they're all now associated with emails and names in real life. That's interesting.
Are they?
I don't know. Are they? I hadn't read that.
I didn't get the sense that they are. So.
If they are, we'll hear about
it. Emails and addresses are not part of this breach, so I don't know that they are.
Yeah, definitely.
Unless you go do some work on your own and try to associate them, but that's not, you know, that's not part of
the
breach.
Want to do that. But I would. So the rule here, the rule of thumb here is: go change your password. If you don't already have 2-factor on, turn it on. Even if you have 2-factor on, still change your password. You'll be okay. It'll all be fine. And there is some indication, not that we should ever rely on this, because whether he's got a part two or three or whatever or not isn't really the issue. But there's some talk that this is some hacker with a heart who's actually doing this to put pressure on Twitch to be better about hate raids and all these problems they've been having lately. And
hacker with a heart of gold.
Yeah, and they have no intent to actually release any of this.
When you exfiltrate this much data, you're not just a hacker. You're an attacker.
Yeah.
Let's be clear.
Sure.
Yes, this is a hack, but hacks can also be done for good. This is not.
Yeah.
And if I'm an attacker who's done something like this, I'm going to try to say I did it for a good reason, too. All the ransomware people often say they're doing it for a good reason. Doesn't mean that it is.
Just because you tell me your black hat is white does not mean your black hat is white.
Yeah.
Yeah. When someone has come into your house and taken all your credit cards and walked out and said, look, I'm just trying to disrupt Visa. Okay. Apologies. But, you know, I don't know how I would feel about that. Actually, I do. I wouldn't like it.
You wouldn't like it. You know exactly. Yeah. I would know how I'd feel. All right. Well, the other question is, do you think this is certainly we don't have any information on this, but do you think this is going to have any impact on does this go up the river at all to Amazon is what I'm saying. Like, do you think the hack that this hack says, oh,
Amazon,
boy, Amazon, who owns Twitch, they might be also have a hole somewhere that we can go do a thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Probably not. Maybe not.
Yeah. It's not. I mean, it's not like Amazon deleted their BGP file by accident. So, I say that because I was about to say Amazon has a very complex system. I'm sure that the Twitch stuff isn't, you know, necessarily tied in to all of Amazon's other systems. Amazon runs AWS, which walls off the systems. And as I'm saying all that, and it's all true and it's all reasonable, I'm like, yeah, but if you delete your BGP, everything goes offline. Yeah. So as we saw on Monday with Facebook, I don't think this goes upriver security-wise to Amazon necessarily.
Right. Yeah.
It's not impossible, but we're talking about a different system. And to get this much data does make me think special access, not necessarily insider, but maybe insider assisted or something like to get the entire commit history and source code of something, you really need to have direct access to a server.
Yeah.
I mean, when I say direct, I don't mean physical access. I mean, like, you have to be really inside the system, and that's hard to do without being noticed.
Yeah.
Unless you are credentialed.
Yeah.
There are some attacks where you can appear to be credentialed, so it could be one of those, but it's a pretty sophisticated maneuver to get all of that.
When you woke up on Monday morning, did you know that it was going to be hack / security week on DTNS? Did you realize that?
No. although any week tends to be that. These are big ones. These are two stories that, on the face of it, we wouldn't cover on DTNS.
Right.
A site has an outage. Happens all the time. Usually they're back up by the time we record the show or the time you listen to us talk about it. So we don't talk about outages unless they're significant. And man, that Facebook one, that was significant and interesting. Technologically interesting to explain. I did an explainer on DTNS yesterday. That's also in Know a Little More. If you want the scoop of like actually how it happened, Facebook finally was fairly transparent about it. And then this Twitch one, again, every day there's somebody saying, hey, we got some data out of a company. That's not newsworthy to me anymore. This much data at once, the entire source code, commit history, creator payouts, that's unusual. Yeah. So that does make it newsworthy.
Well, expect more discussion on this later today on the Daily Tech News Show. Anything else going on around your sphere that you'd like to mention?
I am doing a reading. It's me reading of a story that's still being edited, but it kind of helps me edit it to read it. And so I'm putting it out as a podcast on my writer's Patreon, patreon.com/acedetect. If you're interested, you can sign up there and get the chapters as they're released. I'll be putting out a few new chapters today, different file every week. And of course, I'll be linking to all of that at Free Tom Newsletter, freetomnewsletter.com.
Go get it. It's literally in the name that it's free. So there's no reason not to get it. Okay. So go get it. Tom Merritt, everybody. Ace Detect on Twitter. We'll see you this afternoon. Bye.
See you,
Tom.
Thanks, y'all.
Good segment.
The merit shall now retire.
All right, Brian. Where are we? Oh, recommendals. Lay, look at us. Yeah. This is how we have to do this when she's not here. We got to play this version. That's right. Hooray for Hollywood and our chance to watch streaming stuff and then recommend it here on the show. We're not going to change any tradition here. Brian's still going to start. You've got two of them today.
I got two. First one is not going to be a surprise to anybody because I've been talking a lot about it over the past week in preparation for it being my recommendal.
All right. Well, here it is. Let's play number one.
I would like to extend a heartfelt welcome to you all. Everyone here will participate in six different games over 6 days. Those who win all six games will receive a handsome cash prize.
And why should we believe that? You took all our stuff and put us to sleep coming here, and then you brought us to this strange warehouse? Now you're saying you'll pay us if we go and play a few games? You really expect us to buy that?
We reluctantly took all of those measures to maintain confidentiality as we brought you here. We'll return everything once the games are over.
You all have masks. Why are you wearing those things?
We do not disclose the faces and personal information of our staff to any of the participants. It's a measure we take to ensure fair games and confidentiality. Please understand.
Well, I don't believe you one bit. You got that?
You know what this reminds me of? I mean, I know what it is. It's Squid Game, and, and the dub is already, you know, everyone thinks it's terrible.
It is terrible. The only reason I played the dub version is because obviously we need to understand the words on recommendals here, but I do not recommend you watch it with the English dubbing.
Some dubs are good. Some dubs are terrible. This is one of the terribles. It reminds me of this.
Wesker.
Jill, so you're safe.
That's what I was going to say.
I mean, it's on the level of
it is that bad, yes.
You know, real bad.
Why should we believe you? And everybody is this close to the microphone. Squid Game. This is, come on, you've all heard about this thing. It's blowing up Netflix. And what's cool about it is it's like, for me, Fight Club was this, right? You go into Fight Club thinking, oh, it's just going to be a movie about people fighting. How boring, you know, or what, you know, it's going to suck. Yeah. And then you find out, oh, no, it's the Fight Club is not about fighting. Like, that's only a small part of it. It's about something so much more, and it's like there's so much more extra story to it.
Right.
Same thing with Squid Game. You go into it thinking it is, all right, well, it's just going to be this Saw meets Hunger Games meets Black Mirror kind of thing that is just these people dying as they play these games to win money. And then you start getting deeper and deeper character stories, and you start caring about these 465 different characters that they have in this thing. Obviously you don't get back stories on all of them, but you get it on a lot more than you'd expect. And it becomes engaging. You care about these characters, like, and you want to see them do well, but you know only one of them can do well.
It's like a little bit of
456, not 465. Yeah.
What's the old Battle Royale Japanese movie?
I think it's called Battle Royale.
I guess so.
Yeah, with all the kids, the teenagers.
Yeah. And then later things like Hunger Games and stuff. So there's a piece of that in here going on.
There's definitely a piece of that, and but I'd say that is. Ray just did wasn't there a Battle Royale game a few years ago?
It's so pervasive in gaming now that I can't think of it separated. Right. It's impossible.
Yeah,
so
totally.
I forget that
it's like having a video game called MMO.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. It just throws me when I hear it now. But anyway.
Right. It's what, 8 episodes, 9 episodes, about an hour long each, and definitely watch it with subtitles. It's really, really good. You learn a little bit about Korean currency and
nice.
Yeah,
I have a little currency from Korea my brother gave me.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I keep around. I won't save it for eventual Squid Game, but tell me the old man does well, the little old guy. I want him to do good. Does he do good? He's on the front.
He is one of those characters that you really get attached to.
Okay. This guy.
That's all I'm going to say.
I want him to win everything right there, that guy.
You got to watch it.
The show is like a freak out hit. Like,
it's a juggernaut. Yeah. I mean, it's already on the way of eclipsing Bridgerton as the most watched series on Netflix of all time.
Yeah.
So
it's a big deal, man.
Yeah. Did anybody figure out what the 45 billion won translates to in American dollars?
Oh, we could probably
figure it out. Several million dollars, right? It's
five million won. to US.
$38 million. Okay, so $38 million is what it translates to.
Yeah. Well, that's closer.
So worth it.
Yeah.
Worth it.
That's closer to a 1-to-1 than I thought it would be. I mean, not quite, obviously, but still.
But you find out why these people are playing these games, not just individual characters and what their motivation was for playing these games, but like as a whole, why these 456 people were chosen for this.
Nice.
And what's behind it. Just some great, really good acting. That's already one of the best things about it is
it's interesting. I've heard some complaints that the translation is also kind of bad. But it's probably not enough that you and I would notice, you know, like,
no, yeah. Certainly wasn't anything that I noticed. I think I started watching the first 10 minutes of the first one with dubbing and I said, nope, I don't even think I made it 10 minutes.
This is one of those weird sleeper hit. Like no one expected this. I don't think Netflix had any idea.
No,
like they've got good genre fiction going on Netflix. They know that stuff sells, but I don't think they had any idea that this, you know, this particular import was going to be this. Had they known that, I think they maybe that stuff would have taken more time, better dubbing, better translation, better all that. I don't know.
Yeah. The only weird acting to subtitles that I found was when you get the VIPs. That stuff didn't feel like it translated well to English.
Let me ask you one more question. So I've noticed on the masks on this holder page.
Yeah. It looks like Sony PlayStation.
Yeah. They're PlayStation buttons,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's everything but the X. It's like circle, triangle, and square.
There's no connection.
Nothing to do with Sony PlayStation at all in this thing.
Because the fact that it's literally triangle, square, and circle, and like I said, no X, but that's just, it's a little close.
It's a weird coincidence but, I'm expecting to see 100 little kids come to the door later this month wearing Squid Game costumes.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like a thing to expect. Oh, can kids watch it? Is it an okay thing or no?
I would say no. Okay. There is gore. There's blood. There's, death.
Yeah.
So no kids.
No kids. All right, maybe we won't see them in wearing these.
The kids will still be watching it.
Maybe the parents will.
It'll be some tweens who come to the door begging for candy wearing Squid Game costumes.
There you go. The other thing I was going to say was, I forgot now. I had a question, and it was about a thing, and now I don't know. All right, well, Squid Game. It's on my list.
Yeah, watch Parasite right after.
Oh, what I was going to say, someone in the chat room said... Korean dramas are really popular on Netflix, so they know what they're doing. I agree, but they're not Bridgerton popular, okay? Like, not even close to that. So, I mean,
they're Train to Busan popular, or they were prior to this, and Train to Busan is also fantastic, but...
That dude's follow-up's coming out soon.
The sequel,
Yeah, I like Korean filmmakers. They're kicking butt. If I could just watch Parasite. All right.
And really, would Bridgerton be as popular as it is if it weren't for Regajohn, whatever his last name is, Regajohn
Humovich. I have no idea what his name is.
It's the name, yeah.
Didn't he say he's not even going, he's not even doing the next?
That was his last season. Yeah.
So like, what are they even going to do without that guy?
Right. Right.
But also that show was so like, it was just it's a romance novel in TV form for ladies, and the ladies flocked to it during the pandemic. Like, I just I don't know how that thing succeeds at the level it succeeded outside of those perfect storm factors. Whereas Squid Game is like a genuine sleeper hit. Like, whoa, where did this come from?
Yeah. Nobody saw this thing coming. Like it doesn't fit any of the formulas that this stuff usually follows to become a huge hit.
Yeah. Anyway, well, I'm in. I'm going to watch it. All right, Brian, I'm going to play your second one here, and you set up here for this one.
Yes, this is a TV series. It is a comedy, as you'll hear. And if you don't figure out what it is by the last two words of this clip, the last two words of this clip will tell you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to play it. Here it is.
My name's Jack Griffin. And I don't want to be here. I am an award-winning philosophy scholar who, for reasons I won't go into, finds himself with a free year. So, I'm living in my dead mom's apartment here in Toledo while killing a little bit of time teaching advanced placement biology. But here's the deal. I do not care about biology. We're not going to do any biology in here. And to be perfectly clear, this won't be one of those things where, over the course of a year, I secretly teach it to you. This also won't be one of those things where I end up learning more from you than you do from me. I know more than all of you combined, so that doesn't make any sense. I'm going to spend the majority of my time mentally breaking my nemesis with the ultimate goal of taking his job as the head of Stanford philosophy, and then I'm going to have sex with as many women as I possibly can throughout the entire state of California. But you don't need to concern yourselves with that. Let's see. I feel like I might be forgetting something. Mentally breaking my nemesis, sex with everyone in California. No, that was it. Welcome to AP Bio.
Oh, he does literally the name at the end there, like you said.
Literally the name at the end, just like I told you.
Okay. This got the Patton Oswalt in it or something.
It has Patton Oswalt. It stars Glenn Howerton. That's who you're hearing as the teacher there. He's from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Main dude. Glenn Howerton. Has the sister. That dude.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Uh-huh. I can't remember the kid's character name on It's Always Sunny, but... Yeah. What is it? Dennis. Right. He plays Dennis. Yeah. This is, okay. So we both love Community. We both love the show Community.
Yeah.
This is like Community light. it's not as great as Community, but this is still pretty good. It's actually still really good. It's very funny. There are, very few likable characters in this thing initially, but they become very endearing and likable. He's got this collection of students that are some of the, you know, made up to be some of the biggest doofuses you'll ever see.
Yeah.
He himself is a huge a-hole, a huge narcissist, narcissistic a-hole.
Good.
And it's hard to like him, yeah. But you end up kind of liking him. Patton Oswalt is the principal, and Paula Pell plays his assistant, and she's been a character that I've kind of grown to really, really love on this show. This thing premiered on NBC and on network television, but then became an NBC Universal streamer for ever since, and now it's on Peacock,
yeah,
which is all the same thing.
It got canceled at first, right? Like a full-on cancellation, and then there was news that, oh, well, now we're going to move it to the streaming deal.
I don't know if it ever got canceled. It just immediately got put onto streaming, and it's done well enough there. Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. It got canceled after two seasons, but then Peacock said, let's do another season, and then in September, in this last month, the fourth season appeared on the stream as well. So
I can't believe they're four into this. I feel like it just happened.
They're four. See, I know, right? I'd never even heard about this thing until recently. And somebody on Twitter mentioned and said, "Oh, Brian, you might like it if you like Community." And I do really like it. There's some just drop dead funny moments in here. Here's the funny thing. Another funny thing about this. It's produced by Lorne Michaels, and it's got to be one of the only Lorne Michaels comedies that doesn't feature a Saturday Night Live cast member as part of the show. Now, Paula Pell is a writer, is a writer for Saturday Night Live. And you probably know her best whenever there's a host that does a Q&A session with the audience. Mm-hmm. She's usually the first person to stand up and ask some goofy question to the host on SNL.
Yeah.
Other than that, she was in that, Wine Country movie with Amy Poehler and Maya Rudolph and a few of those ladies.
Never saw that, but my wife loved that movie for some reason.
That was really funny. And she is hilarious. She's fantastic, and she's really good on this show. Hmm. AP Bio, four seasons of it. Mike O'Brien created it. Another Saturday Night Live writer, who's left SNL.
Yeah.
Anyway, AP Bio, go check it out.
Nice. Been one on the sort of like, hey, I should eventually watch that. Yeah. I always felt
now I can totally officially give you, yes, you should have it on your radar. You should watch it. And you know what? This is a absolute fill in the gaps on whatever other thing you're watching. Like, oh, I've got an hour. Let's watch a couple episodes of AP Bio or three episodes of AP Bio.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm in. All right. I'm going to do something a little weird today. I have okay. a audio clip to play in a second, but this is going to sound strange. I didn't finish anything this week. I started a bunch of things,
okay,
but I haven't finished. I got sidetracked, so I ended up watching the first episode of Midnight Mass.
Oh, good. Yeah, I've been. This is next on Tina's and my list. We want to watch it for Halloween month.
Yeah, and I'd love. I only have an episode in. I'm already in love with where we're going here. And it's that Flanagan guy makes nothing but good horror stuff. I love his stuff, so I'm all in on this. So that I started and liked it. So recommendation number one is go ahead and get started in Midnight Mass. Even though I
are there are
it.
There ghosts hiding in the background of this thing?
The first episode, not so much, but there's a weird thing with a cat that really threw me and made me think about it all night. And that's all I'll say.
Oh,
about that.
Cool, love it. All right, good.
Then I ended up seeing. What was the other thing I saw? Frick. Oh. I saw the first three episodes of Why the Last Man. I talked about it yesterday with Jerry. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just again, it's ringing my bells. It's not going to be for everybody. It's not.
But you're liking it. You're liking it more than Jury.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot more than Jury.
Liking it more than Jury likes it as opposed to liking it more than you like Jury.
Yeah. For you. Here's an example. I really liked the Watchmen thing HBO did.
Yeah.
He hated it.
He did. Yeah.
He hates this for the same reasons. He's not saying it out loud, but really, he doesn't like it when someone messes with comics and changes things, which is kind of a crack up to me because all movies, all TV, all of them do it with comic stuff, including the MCU. Mm-hmm. They change stuff all the time. So it doesn't really bother me. And as a result, I'm just enjoying it for what it is. There's a character on there I really hate, though, and I kind of hope she dies. Okay, there's that. Here's the thing I only watched half of, but I'm going to play a clip of. Because so far, I think the first half's fine. And then I'm going to finish it later, but here's the clip.
But I'll tell you, Dick, it's paradise over there. On the one hand, you can't believe the beauty. On the other hand, they don't even have toilets. I told you, Sabina, that you're going to live the life of a proud American lady. And I'm going to have my second set of children with you.
All right. Any guesses who
All
that
right.
was?
Is that the Sopranos prequel, Saints of New York?
It
Newark?
Is. Saints it's, of Newark? The Many Saints of Newark.
Many Saints of Newark.
It is a the subtitle on that is a Sopranos story or something.
Yeah. Boy, I want to see if I can figure out who that voice was because super familiar.
See if you can guess. I'll tell you. Here's the hint. His brain was very tasty to somebody once.
Oh, it's Liotta. Yeah, Ray Liotta. Very good.
I didn't
realize Ray Liotta was in this. That's
he is.
Awesome.
He plays two characters, in fact, which is crazy. He plays himself and then his brother. Or not himself, sorry.
It sounds like Artie Lange, Jedi 71. That was the first thing I thought of, but it's like, no, they wouldn't put Artie Lange in this.
No, Artie Lange's got like a... His nose is too weird. They can't film it.
Lang, right yeah. Sorry.
Is it Lang or Lange? I don't know.
No, you had a rant. Lang.
All right. So anyway, this has got a bunch of people in it. You know, John Barenthal and his two earlobes. They got the deal where they got all three. So that's pretty hard thing to get. Vera Farmiga is in it. She's great. She plays Livia Soprano, Tony's mom. Mm-hmm. John Barenthal plays Johnny Soprano, Tony's dad. Ray Liotta plays Hollywood Dick Malasanti, who is like he would be the grandfather to
Nicholas. No, Nick. Yeah.
Nick Malasanti. Yeah. So, and Nick narrates this thing.
Okay.
So that guy's back. Michael Imperioli, he's back, but he's not in it like in it. Cause you know what happens to him in The Sopranos.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's narrating it and he's doing it from this perspective of, here's Tony at age 8 or whatever.
Oh, interesting.
Eventually, he'll kill
me. Almost like a ghostly narration kind of thing?
Yeah, kind
of,
because he acknowledges that he was... I mean, if you haven't watched The Sopranos, spoilers here for a second, but he acknowledges that Tony kills him.
Yeah.
And that one day he'll be his murderer. And he references this multiple times and talks about people in that context of like, I'm the Christopher Malasanti who was killed in The Sopranos, and I'm now telling you this story from... my dead perspective. It's interesting. It's an interesting way telling that story. Corey Stoll is in this as Junior. You know Junior, right? Junior's great.
Yeah. Corey
Stoll.
The, big glasses.
Yeah, yeah. And Corey Stoll, you know, from Ant-Man. He was the bad guy in the first Ant-Man movie.
Okay.
He's very good in that role. Michael Gandolfini plays teenage Tony Soprano. I have just gotten to the part of the movie where that starts happening. Before this, he's just a kid and it's a different actor. But Gandolfini's son plays... his dad's role as a teenager.
And I hear he's good.
He's very good.
I hear he's really good.
Yeah, yeah, from what I've seen so far, he's very good. It's good. It's here's the problem. A lot of people are like saying it's not good, or that it doesn't live up to The Sopranos name. And I would just say, well, A, it's a, this is the main reason. It's a movie. So you got your two-hour movie. The Sopranos is a huge multi-season giant arc that benefits from that kind of development of its characters and over time and all of this. And I think that's really hard to match that in just 2 hours. But as a like flavorful sort of, hey, this is what came before kind of thing, I think it's really good so far. I'm digging it. And watching, you know, teenage Tony Soprano walk around in the 70s, just being a badass is kind of great. And seeing that kid's face and going, oh my gosh, I can totally see his dad in his face. Like, it's just, it's a trip. The other guy
does
really
the,
like...
Does the movie begin halfway through Don't Stop Believin' by Journey?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't do that. But a lot of good music. There's that's the other thing I was going to tell you. A lot of good music. There's this actress in there called Michela DeRossi. Okay. She plays Giuseppe Montesanti. Moltisanti. Anyway, she's basically... I want to say she ends up being... She ended up being Christopher's mom. Hmm. Anyway, she's great. And I never even heard of her before. She's a bunch of foreign movies under her belt, but she's a really incredible in this. So there's some really great acting. You know, it's not The Sopranos, but you do get to see characters like Polly Walnuts is represented by some guy named Billy Magnuson I've never seen before. And he plays a really good Polly Walnuts. The Big P guy, he's in here, but played by some young dude. I mean, it's just kind of cool to see these guys in this way. And so far, like I said, I haven't finished it because I just ran out of time. So far it's really good. I think it's fine.
Right.
I mean, Vitology in the chat makes a good point. He was bummed because Tony isn't the focus. Totally right. Absolutely correct. Don't go into this thinking this is a Tony Soprano origin story, even though it's sort of in a sideways way is. It's more the Moltisanti story. And they were the ones, I mean, they were kind of like lords in charge back in the day. Mm-hmm. And how that all changed. Like Chris.
Listen, it's about the many saints of Newark.
Yeah.
Not the one saint of Newark, but the many.
Right, right. Exactly. So as a thing on its own, I think it's good so far. I may get to the end and go, oh, that ended bad. I don't know. But so far I'm kind of in.
Cool.
The lady or the girl that plays the teenage Janice. Because Janice drives me nuts in The Sopranos. I just want to smack her.
Totoro, yes.
Yeah, she's just so annoying to me. Not. I don't mean the actress. I mean that character.
No,
just
for that character, yes.
Gosh, she just drives me nuts. Her and the mom, and I mean, that's the point of The Sopranos. You're supposed to feel that way.
You're supposed to kind of hate Uncle Junior a little bit. Yeah.
Yes, but this Alexandra Intrator, how you say her name, she's very good as teenage Janice. Anyway, I recommend it, even though I haven't finished it. It's available on HBO Max, and I guess we'll leave and be movie theaters only for a bit.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's one of those. So,
yep. Temporarily on HBO Max.
Kind of a Sex and the City kind of deal where they're doing
it. Wabbit Magic points out, which makes total sense, that the name Moltisanti means many saints. Completely makes sense, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And also, actually, that didn't occur to me until you just now said it, and now it's all sinking in.
It's like, that explains also why it focuses on Moltisantis.
Yeah. And Lennonade, who is irritated that I'm only recommending half a movie, whatever, dude, go get a nice cup of coffee, sit down, drink it slowly, you'll be fine.
Yeah, jeez.
All right, there's your recommendals for this week, and Nicole may or may not put them up on Twitter. I don't know. She might.
Oh, good point. We probably should. Text or a list or something. I don't know.
We could easily do that if we need to.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we get out of here, a quick email from Tyler. He sent this to themorningstream@gmail.com. Old fan returns to the show is the subject here. Salutations, Sconson and Bibbit. Part-time listener, part-time patron here. I used to listen to Old Man Voice, the TMS, on the regular, starting about 10 years ago. Fast forward some years, yada, 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 move a couple of times, have a couple of kids, and I just sort of ran out of time to listen for a period for about 6 years or so. That's a lot.
Wow.
So he says, I just started listening to you guys again a few weeks ago, and man, you guys haven't changed a bit. That could go either way from here forward.
Yeah, right. You guys really have not evolved or grown up at all.
At all. Says, to me, TMS is that old pair of jeans that you find buried in the back of the dresser drawer that's still fit after all these years. He says, okay, maybe they're sweatpants, but still. My point is, don't change what you guys are doing. This is the quality content I can only assume you guys have top men working on for your production. Top men, top he says.
Men. Nice.
Love it for show, though, Tyler. Well, Tyler, that's great. Aww. Oh, and he says, lure me if he shows up live. So lure me and lure Tyler. Me.
There you go.
You seem like a cool guy, and we're glad to have you back, man, anytime.
Yeah, welcome back, Tyler. Yeah, if you've stopped listening and you're not hearing this show, come back and listen to more. Yeah. That's my PSA out to those people who are not listening.
We're not listening at all, won't hear this. Yeah,
we're not listening and won't hear it.
I remember saying in the very early days of the show, and I've maintained it since, if you listen and then you have to miss a bunch, even if it's just if it's a week of shows, a month of shows, multiple years of shows, it's mm-hmm. okay. Because yeah. the point of the show isn't to be, you know, this canonical story.
There's no continuity. There's no overarching storyline that you're not going to be able to follow if you miss an episode.
Right. Never feel like you got to like, oh, I got to go back and listen to 300 of them and it feels so overwhelming. You don't need to do any of that. Just show up and you're here again. You're just here again. You're just right. part of it and you're in. All right. So that's what you have to
yes.
do.
Right. Yes, people. My joke was that if they're not listening, they're not going to hear me say to come back to the show because they're not listening. Come on now.
Yeah. Come on now. Come on.
It's some
now.
Of that. It's some of that highbrow humor you've come to expect for the last 10 years.
That's right. And if you listen to yesterday, boy, do we have the news stories that you come to adore. So come on.
Jeez.
Now.
Yeah. Wieners and pulling on things in the back of Jeeps and
stains. Oh, it was great.
Stains. Yeah, cheap stains. Great.
Cheap stains. Mm. All right. Well, that's the end of that email. And if you'd like to send your own in, just like Tyler here, you can do it. themorningstream@gmail.com. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, you can also do that. Oh, my link went away. I have some names to read. Hold on a second. Yeah, I had this up. I don't know why it went down. Oh, I closed that whole browser. That's why. All right. Well, anyway, I'm going to pull these
you
up.
Do it to yourself.
Yeah, I did it to myself. Here we go. Relationship manager. Okay, here we go. Okay, now it's back up. Oh, I have to look at join date. Okay. Hold on a second. We got the join dates here. We got the... okay. We got the following new folks. Very happy to see them. Princess Chocobo. At the morning brew level, that's amazing. That's one of our highest levels. Yeah, thank you for doing that. That's awesome.
She gets the like a full on shoulder massage next time we see her. Correct?
Yeah.
Isn't that the
deal?
From
both of us separately in private rooms.
One of us on each shoulder is what she gets as part of that level.
And we're in diapers the whole time. I don't know if I told you that.
I forgot about that part. Yeah.
I know. It's an unfortunate rule we made a long time ago.
Well, you know, we did these Patreon levels before we thought anybody would sign up for
it. It was the year where the Patreon was new. We didn't know what we were doing.
That's right.
So we've screwed it up. Quentin Allen Jones also signed in for the grade A+ level. Thank you for that. The Murd also at the morning brew level. That's awesome. The Murd. You'll also get your massage. Scott Hammond, Eric Reinhard, and Derek Van Dusen, all brand new patrons for the show. Thank you,
guys are all awesome. Thank you for your support.
Yes. Patreon.com/TMS for everybody else who hasn't and literally can't do the show without you. So please continue to support the show and be there. All right. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. That's it for us. We got to get out of here, but Brian has to play a song. Brian, what is it?
Okay. Yeah, this one goes out to Court. This is a nice, quick, and easy one. He says, this came on my new release list, and it's kind of fun. Give it a go. Okay, Court, I will, and this fits perfectly with today. Listen, if you love the heavy stuff on this show, then make sure you keep listening to the song because it might fool you on what's going on here. This is a cover of Vanessa Carlton's 1,000 Miles. Make your way downtown and see me. That song. this is performed by Jonathan Young with 16 in mono. It comes from a single that he released this year. So like it is brand new release right here. Here is Jonathan Young and his cover of 1,000 Miles.
Making my way downtown, walking first, faces pass and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, making my way through the crowd. Oh. And I need you, and I miss you, and now I I could fall into the sky. Do you think time would pass me by? 'Cause you
'Cause I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time would pass me by? 'Cause you know I walk a thousand miles, if I could just see you tonight. Sky, do you think time would pass us by? 'Cause you know I'd walk a thousand miles if I could just see you. If I could fall into the sky, do you think time would pass me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk a thousand miles if I could just see you. If I could just hold you tonight.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Under there is a maze of shit.
Oh.